Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
A Marion County man writes daily about life, love, family, and his spirituality. Let's go in depth with Tom Vanderwell, the Wayfarer from Pella. So Tom, just about every morning, I get an email from you telling me what you're thinking about, what you're sharing, what you're writing in a blog. And it's just like regular as clockwork. And you write about spirituality, family, love, life, loss, you know, joy. I mean, it's just all over the place. But often what I think about is what an effort that is. Tell us a little bit about it and why you got into it.
Well, yeah, so, you know, for a long time, going back to being a young person, I have tried to have a daily discipline of just spending some quiet time every morning. Being a Christian, I usually read something from the Bible. I spend some time thinking, contemplating, having a quiet conversation with God. It's nothing too formal. It's very fluid. And I've gone through periods of doing better with it than others. Right around 2001, 2002, I had a good friend of mine who said that he was having a hard time kind of developing the discipline he wanted to kind of spend some time thinking about God every morning and reading the Bible. And so I realized that both he and I were on the same cell phone plan. And back then that was a big deal, because if you had the same cell phone plan, you could talk free. If you didn't, you couldn't. And so I made a deal with him. I said, let's do this. Let's each read the same chapter of the Bible every morning. We'll decide what we're going to do and we'll just work through whatever it is. So we'll read the same chapter in the morning, and then some point on during the day, we'll call each other, because he's a salesman. He's on the road all the time. I travel a lot for work. So we have time where we just sit around and we talk about it. And we just kind of say, what would make you think about? What did you get out of it? What are you thinking about today? So in 2006, when blogging really emerged as this thing that you could do online, I just decided, well, you know what, maybe what I'll do is, instead of just talking to Kevin about it, I'll just write it, and this could become a journal. And I often thought about, you know, years from now, maybe my grandchildren, my great-grandchildren would be interested in what I thought about every morning. And I just started doing it, and it's now been, it's been 11 years, and I'm still doing it.
And tell people what it's called.
I called my blog Wayfarer, and it comes from, you know, the old, what I remember, Johnny Cash's Wayfaring Stranger. And the overarching theme is this is about my journey, my life journey. And it's not just about what I read every morning. I share a journal of what Wendy and I did last weekend and what's going on in our lives. It becomes a place that our family members, our extended family members, if they're wondering what's going on with us, they can just look at my blog and find out what we're doing without having to, you know, bother us or call us or what, you know, what have you. And so it's just really about my journey, and hopefully it'll be a chronicle of that, that again, maybe someday future generations of my children's children's children might be interested in what I thought and back in these days.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with Tom Vanderwell about his daily writing. But it's not just your family. I mean, people can write about their families, and they can write about what they did, and it's just sort of a chronicle, and it's just, it's only meaningful to the people that are direct participants. But you write with broader themes in mind.
Yeah, well, I do, but I write knowing that that the audience of who might be reading this could be very broad. And it's amazing to look at the statistics that I can get from my blog and find that I have people, I mean, all over the world that will read my blog posts, literally all over the world, and it blows my mind. So I'm aware that other people are reading it, but I'm also very careful that this isn't about me arguing with anybody. This isn't about me trying to tell anybody or dictate to anybody anything. This is really about my observations, my thoughts, my feelings. And I had one of the things that I consistently hear from readers is, they'll say, Tom, I don't always agree with you and what you're writing about or what you think, but I always appreciate what you have to offer, and I feel like you're never screaming at me or yelling at me or preaching at me. And so it becomes accessible, I guess, for them in that way to prompt their own thoughts.
Well, it's interesting. I would never have thought to agree or disagree with you. It's just fun to go on your journey with you, and I guess I don't think about it that way. Maybe I should or I shouldn't. I don't know. It's
Yeah, but isn't that kind of where we're at in our culture right now? I mean, I think about, you and your background in anthropology. You're also a questioner and an investigator and explorer, and you're really open to where people are coming from. And I find that right where we're at right now in our culture, we're just in this weird paradigm where we have to agree and disagree about everything, or I read something and, well, I'm either for it or against it, which I think is a little silly, but that's what I hear from people.
Well, you made me feel better because I was thinking maybe I'm not engaging enough.
No, I think we're kindred spirits in that way, and I find that, it's more fun to just, for me anyway, to just kind of go, well, here's what I'm thinking about, and if people can relate to it and maybe it can be helpful to them in some way, great. And if not, that's fine too. And my experience with blogging, a lot of times people get into blogging with the expectation they have and it's fine if that's what they want to do. I'm going to write this blog and I hope that I get a million people following me and I become utterly famous as a writer, or that it has some kind of huge impact, or I get lots of followers, yada, yada, yada. And if that had been my goal, I would have quit a long, long time ago, because, I'm still small potatoes in the blogging world, and in relation to what big bloggers out there or the blogging world, they would look at my statistics and kind of go, oh, yeah, you're, small potatoes, small beans, I hardly have relatively few followers. But that's never been my expectation. I've just kind of decided, well, I'm just going to throw it out there, and if it helps somebody else, great.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with Tom Vanderwell about his daily writing. One of the things that I like about your blog is its honesty, in the sense that you deal with issues, a lot of times that aren't difficult, or, they're just an examination of some aspect of your life that many of us share, but sometimes you deal with topics that aren't easy, that aren't easily shared, and you have to be honest, and we're a lot of times, all the time, every day, we all have this facade. And that we sort of create this caricature of our real selves that we present to other people as we engage with them. But so we do that, it's natural. It's probably in the best interest of all of us. But you let that drop sometimes.
Yeah, I do. And I think that comes from just my own journey of I mean, earlier in life, I would say that I probably had a really, really thick facade that I kept up at all times. And, you know, when I was a younger man, I realized that I didn't like the person that I was and the conflict that I felt between the person that I projected myself as being and the person that I knew who I really was in those quiet morning times. And my own journey just led me to say, look, I've got to drop the facade and be honest about who I really am. And even if that means being honest about some things I'm not proud of. And so I did. And again, you know, I still, you know, have my own facades like we all do. I think that's just human. But I try to be really open and honest, even about my flaws and my failings and my struggles. Because I feel like if we're not, then how can we learn and grow?
Well, and I will say that that takes courage because you're making yourself vulnerable.
Yeah.
And in our society today, or maybe, I don't know, deep in our cultural history, that isn't okay. And
yes.
You know, I'm thinking of some stern-faced older people that, in particular, older people that we all know or grew up with that have this just hard shell.
Yeah, and I grew up with that too. I mean, I grew up in Des Moines, but my family was kind of Northwest Iowa Dutch in its cultural heritage, and you know, now living in Pella, and grandfather's, you know, graduated from Central, and so I understand exactly what you're talking about, and I've experienced the same thing, and I've just, again, what I experienced in my personal life, that strong, stern facade usually hides a bunch of stuff that never gets dealt with, that I think can be very unhealthy for yourself, your relationships, your family, your friendships, and your spirit. And I just learned that I've got to be willing to drop that facade and be who I really am, no matter what others may think of me. That's the only way I can find to being a healthier person, a better person with others, a better lover of others, a better forgiver of others. And so that's just been my journey. And hopefully that's been helpful for people to do the same.
Well, there's an interesting irony here in that because you're willing to express some vulnerability and take some courage to do that, that you're actually being strong. And not being able to show your vulnerability and natural instincts from, you know, by some of us.
Yeah.
That's really not strength at all.
Yeah. I think the way that I put it is like, you know, I may not feel comfortable being honest and vulnerable in a blog post in the morning, but you know what? I sleep better at night knowing that I've been honest about who I am, and if people don't like that, they can take me or leave me. If I put up this facade that I know is not necessarily really true, I have a harder time sleeping at night because I'm constantly wondering if I'll eventually be found out.
Well, and I have to tell people and stress that throughout all of this, the central focus is your faith.
Yes. Yeah, it is. And because I think for me, that is really the driving motivator and force in my life. And so that is, that's everything that I write about kind of comes from that core piece of me. And so again, I don't try and, you know, so people kind of go, well, is yours kind of a, you know, how do you quantify your blog? And I continue to say, well, it's just basically a journal of my own life and my own thoughts. And it's good. So you're going to read about my faith because that's at the core of who I am.
And family.
And my family, because they are important to me.
So how do people find your blog?
That's a good question. You know, the it's just tomvanderwell.com. I finally just got that URL, And if you just, you know, Google Tom Vanderwell, that's probably the first thing, or Tom Vanderwell Wayfarer, that's the first thing that'll come up. I also tend to post my stuff on Facebook. And so anybody that's knows me on Facebook can simply look at my feed and find it there as well.
You ever think of doing a best of Tom and putting together a book?
You know, yeah. So what's really interesting is that, you know, so a lot of my daily morning posts are, again, this sort of chapter a day summary where I'll read a chapter from the Bible and then I'll just kind of blog about what it makes me think about. And a number of years ago, I was actually approached by a publisher who wanted to take all of them and publish them into a book and kind of make a devotional book out of it, which I was very honored by that. But as we went down the process of doing that, I read the fine print of the contract, and they were telling me that I had to basically take my blog down, and all of the content of my blog would now become their, you know, their property, copyrighted property. And so Wendy and I quickly said, yeah, no, we're not going to do that. That's not what this is about. I have thought about doing some, you know, trying to do something, and I've made a few feeble attempts to say, well, here's a group of posts that kind of talk about this topic, or here's a group of posts that kind of talk about this topic. But I haven't really, so I think about it, but it takes time.
So what do you hope people get when they read your work?
I hope that when people read my blog posts, that it prompts them to think about their own lives, and that it might, in some small way, provide them with a thought, a question, an idea, an inspiration for their own personal journey, that it might just have a positive effect on them in some way, wherever they're at, wherever they're going, that they might be able to, you know, look back and say, I was really glad that Tom shared that because it really helped me.
Thanks to Tom Vanderwell for contributing to the program. For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.